All righty. Hey, welcome everybody to the SLG conference call. We do this call. I know we have several people dialing in for the first time on this call, so I want to welcome you. We do this call every single Friday live at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. It is recorded, so you can go back and listen to the replay as well. And then there's another live call, of course, the next week. So we do these every week. I encourage you to put it on your calendar to stay connected and plugged in. If I can just tell you one thing that I've seen, that we've seen over the time doing this, that honestly people that stay connected just tend to write more business and have more success. So I just encourage you to do that just so you can kind of stay connected and hear different things and just get some encouragement and that type thing. So I encourage you to be on these calls. Want to give a shout out. We always try to recognize and catch hat tricks when people write three. We like to always point that out or throw it in Slack, that kind of thing. But always, I definitely like to write to recognize people when they write four apps in a day. So I think I mentioned it yesterday in Slack, but I want to give a shout out to Mr. Greg Roberts for a four app day, I do believe yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. And so that's pretty awesome. I always like to highlight that. I should also give a shout out to the Team Perkins, Perkins team. They also had a four app day, I do believe, but Jerry and Sheiky Perkins. So that's pretty awesome. They worked together. And then of course, I think David had four apps a couple times this week. So in a day. So I just like to highlight that, those of you just getting started, writing an app is a great day. If you write an app, it's a good day. Two apps is obviously a really good day. When you get a hat trick and you write three apps in a day, that's an awesome day. When you get over three, that's always a really awesome day. So we just want to definitely highlight that. But again, welcome all of you that are brand new. I want to just mention again about the summit conference that we're going to do on January 15th. It will be in Athens, Georgia. Probably, I know we've talked about it on the call, we've shared it in Slack, but if you are brand new, I just encourage you to really consider coming to the event. I realize it's an investment, and it's an investment in yourself. It's an investment in your business. Of course, it is a tax write-off. I'll throw the details again in Slack. But it's $25. We'll do a lunch on have lunch on Saturday at the event. We're anybody that's in town Friday night. If you want to go out, we'll kind of do a dinner, kind of get a feel for that, just to kind of mingle and that kind of thing. But I really do believe, even if you've never written a policy before, just being able to interact, and ask questions. And I mean, look, we're there to, we want to help everybody win. That's Dave and I have decided that's our theme for us, we want to win in 2022. That's really our theme for the year is winning. And we want to help you win. And whatever that is, if we need to stay up till 1 a.m., working through, going through things, whatever we got to do, even after the meeting, I mean, I'll do it. We want to do everything we can to be, so it's a life-changing event for your life-changing event and can help your business go to the next level. But we want to do anything we can to help you. And by the way, me saying I'll stay up till 1 a.m. is a big deal. Most of y'all know anybody that knows me knows I'm in the bed by 9:30 most nights, but we'll do whatever we got to do to help you take your business to the next level. So I encourage you to be there. You do, if you are going to reserve rooms at the hotel, the block there is held till December 26th. So you want to definitely consider that, but I'll put the details again in Slack. And speaking of Slack, if you are brand new, hopefully you've been added into Slack, but I encourage you, I mean, it's not, by no means is a requirement. I know a lot of people, some of us are active in there, some aren't, no big deal, but I do encourage you to try to get connected to that, because when you're selling, it's nice to be able to kind of have a community of people that are really in the exact same boat as you, and just so, hopefully you'll share your successes if you want to do that, but just I encourage you to stay connected there just to kind of stay up on everything. So what I want to do on this call, I want to share just a few things kind of for a couple minutes and then turn it over to David. So I know he's got some great stuff to share. I want to talk a little bit about our philosophy on leads. And I know we do this from time to time, but, I think this is helpful for everybody, even if you're brand new. you know, I just want to kind of talk about leads, because we obviously, leads are an important element of our business. Now, certainly, you know, you can, if you're a life insurance agent, you can do warm market sales. I know some of you are great at that. You know, you can work referrals, of course, but at the end of the day, we primarily do telesales. Now, we do have some agents. I just talked to an agent yesterday that was ordering some leads, zip code, you know, within the area code. Not an area code, what's the word I'm looking for? Within the counties around him to do telesales, but if he needed to be able to go see him face-to-face, I think that's awesome. So, you know, if you want to do some hybrid stuff, we, you know, agents, certainly we have agents that do that. But at the end of the day, we really, you know, we teach and we do telesales. We sell over the phone. And that's what we do. And to do telesales, you got to have leads. I mean, you know, we just are a lead-driven business. You really can't do telesales without leads. So that's kind of foundation one, is you got to have leads to do telesales, right? You can do warm market sales and referrals and work your local market and do all that, you know, without leads. But telesales, you're really going to be a lead-driven business. So that's kind of the first thing. And the second part of that is, to do telesales, you really need lead volume, you know. So it's hard, you know, again, everybody's different. So a person trying to write one app a week, that looks a lot different than somebody like David that's trying to write, you know, 15 apps a week, okay? So it really varies how much volume, but you still need volume, because we're not door knocking. We're not, you know, turning something in. So we got to have people to call, and so you need volume for leads. So you got to have leads, you got to have volume. And, you know, the other thing is we're not SLG, like, we're not in the lead business. We are in the business to sell insurance. That's our whole goal. Dave and I, we sell insurance. All of you on this call, you want to sell life insurance policies. So, but we got to have leads. And so we, you know, our attitude is we're not trying to be in the lead business, but we do want to make sure that we've got really good choices available for agents to choose, because we never want to be in a situation where we're saying, hey, this is what you got to do. This is what, you know, this is what we do. This is what you got to do. You know, we want you to choose what's best for you. And also, if, you know, if you want to make a change, we want to make sure that you have the freedom and obviously to do that. So that's why we have different lead vendors, all of which we've vetted, or that, you know, they're all types of leads that we've sold. I'll talk about that, you know, in a second. But you got choices. And at the end of the day, what we've seen is that, you know, certain agents maybe connect a little better, you know, with certain types of leads. And that's totally fine. You know, we want to help you sell life insurance. If you want to sell 2,000 AP a week, great. If you want to sell 1,000 AP a week, great. If you want to sell 10,000 AP a week, great. Again, how much volume and what your mixture looks like is going to always vary based on your goals. But at the end of the day, we want to help you find what works well for you. And so that's why we want to have different choices. And if you go to the SLG team site, you go to the lead vendors, you can see some different choices. And we're going to continue to be adding on that and expanding on that as we vet. And we've got some great, you know, things we're looking at for next year. We want to keep, but it's always going to be things that we've sold, that we've tested, and that type of thing. You know, the other thing, and I'll just tell you this, when Dave and I first started doing telesales, shifted out of the field, you know, we started with long form leads. These were custom websites with long series of things to fill out. Some of them were coming through as applications. They were good. We liked them. We just never could get enough volume of them. So that was always a problem, because they were okay. They were hard to get on the phone. They were quality if they answered, but we couldn't get volume. So then we sold Facebook leads, and a lot of agents hated Facebook leads. Dave and I just realized we needed a lot of them. We liked them because they were cheap and we could burn through them, and we learned how to do that. And we learned how to write 10, 15 apps a week on Facebook leads because we could get volume. And then we've sold telemarketed leads. Telemarketed leads are great. You want to make sure quality's good and all that, but telemarketed leads, we've sold, you know, last year, I think Dave and I were right at 700K was our premium combined. He had much, much more than me. I like to lump myself in with him. But still, you know, that was all telemarketed leads. So we've sold, you know, we've written, you know, 40 and 50 apps on telemarketed leads. We've done on Facebook leads. We've done it on live transfer leads. So we've got, you know, Datalot are all web leads, two different vendors. We've written, you know, 10, 15 apps a week on live transfers. I don't recommend that for everybody, especially not a closer. And you know, we have our internet leads that we're doing now. And the only reason those run through us is because to get the cost down. And so it's an internet lead that is very similar to, I would say it's very similar to like a long form lead or a Facebook lead. It's very, very, very similar. The biggest thing is the cost is low. And so we're offering, you know, we obviously have fresh leads. We're trying to get that, actually going to get that cost a little bit lower on the fresh leads. And then obviously we have some of the age leads through our internal sales team that we can offer that, you know, that obviously right now are at a dollar. You know, the whole reason for doing that is just to be able to get volume, especially if you're brand new, to be able to get yourself some volume to build a dial muscle. But that may or may not be the lead you always want to sell. And we're going to talk a lot about this at the conference too. Like, we'll actually do a session on different lead types because there's a different style to them. It's the same basic concept, right? You're dialing. It's always about your dials. We track our dials, our quotes, our closes. But the style's a little different. And you can kind of hear that, and we'll talk about it. But it's okay to do some mixture. And that's kind of what I want to talk about just really on this call to let you know, like, it makes no difference to us. We want you to make sales. At the end of the day, we want you to make sales. So that's all we want to help you do. But sometimes, I was talking with someone yesterday, and, you know, sometimes you may need to change it up a little bit, right? And I was, you know, kind of thinking about, like, for example, in golf. Y'all know Dave and I love to play golf, and you know, for me, I've got putters that I've had that are older than me, but I've got probably all my putters, I've always kept them. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I'll actually change my putter out. You know, I'll just change my putter. Not that often, but sometimes I'll change my putter. Now, the reality is I can go out and shoot my best golf with any of the putters that I have, even the putters that are older than me. Right now, the new putters, they might be a little bit bigger face, a little more, you know, feels different. But at the end of the day, you can make putts with any putter because it all comes down to me. I am responsible for the putter. But there are times where, you know, you anybody that plays golf will understand this. There's times where sometimes you're like, you change your putter out. And sometimes that new feel, that new change of a new putter gives you a little pep in your step, and you start making putts. You got some confidence, but then sometimes you get on a roll and you're not making putts, and you got change and you change the putter out. Right now, the thing that you never want to do as a golfer is you never want to say it's all about the putter, because everybody knows, even if they change the putter because they need to change it up, they need to change the feel, they need a little variety. If you ever think that the putter is going to make the golf ball for you, right, it's just not going to happen. Tiger Woods could take any of my putters, and he's going to out-putt me no matter what, because he's a better putter than I am. So it doesn't mean that, and the reason I'm telling you this is because you don't want to be a lead victim, and so it's a fine line. There's a lot of agents that you can tell, I can hear it in their voice when they're, you know, talking to them about, hey, if we're the right fit for them. And they're looking for the magic lead. And what they've become is they've kind of gotten a case of lead victimitis, where they're just like, you know, they feel like they're victim to bad leads. Oh, I was here, all this bad leads, bad leads, bad leads, bad leads. Anybody that's been selling a lot of policies, you ask Greg Roberts, you ask John Mantooth, you ask Jerry Perkins, you ask Mark Capper, David, Ryan Brooks, whatever. All leads. You got to work them. You got to know how to work them. There is no such thing as magic leads, right? They're just not. They all have to be worked. And there's advantages to telemarketed leads. There's disadvantages to telemarketed. There's advantages to internet leads. There's advantages. I mean, we've gotten leads where literally the entire application was filled out. You think, man, these are home run, but then you can't get them on the phone, right? So how good is it? So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is, never be a victim to leads, but it's okay to change, right? Give yourself permission. If you need to try a new lead, that's why we have options, and we want to keep putting more. We're about to add another option, you know, that we'll recommend as a vendor. But this is what I want you to know. I'll use David as example. David has written 40 and 50 apps or 40, 50,000 a month in premium. He's done it on long form. He's done it on Facebook. He's done it on telemarketed callbacks. He's done it on live transfers. He's done it on our internet leads last month. You know, he's done it on all of them. Okay. So at the point is, at the end of the day, Tiger Woods can make putts with any putter. And that's what you want to become as an agent, is you want to understand that, take ownership and learn, but it's okay that there's some nuances, right? If I'm using my putter from 20 years ago, it's going to have a lot different feel than one of those big oversized putters. I might have to hit it a little bit harder, you know, and there's little nuances with these leads too. So I don't know if this is making sense, but I just wanted to cover this, but we've got some great lead options available. If you're brand new, what I encourage you to do first is build a dial muscle. You got, because it is literally a muscle. You got to teach yourself how to dial. Well, it's hard to build a dial muscle, you know, on $50 leads, for example, because you're not going to get enough volume to develop the muscle. So the reason we have low cost options is for you to be able to get volume to build a muscle. But then you might want to go on and try some of the telemarketed callback leads from one of the vendors like Final Expense Sales Leads. They're personally generated on your behalf. They're going to be more expensive, $12 if you order 100 of them, but they're personally generated, right? You're going to have a little different pickup rate. Great. Go use those. Some of you may want to eventually try live transfers. We don't recommend live transfers. We could care less. It's up to you. But live transfers are very expensive. And so until you're a good closer, you know, then we don't recommend it, because you can burn through a lot of money really quickly. But again, you know, do whatever you want to do. But what we found is live transfers, I mean, honestly, right now we're not even using live transfers. I think haven't used them in the last several months. Like, you know, David had his biggest level month of the year last month in November, and it was 100% off, you know, off of the RSLG CRM leads that we get through EverQuote. So I just wanted to kind of explain all that. I hope that makes sense. We're going to keep adding new options, okay? But we're going to sell them first. We're going to test them, and so we're going to always, you know, make sure that, hey, these leads do work. But at the end of the day, just give yourself permission. Don't stop the business. Don't become a lead victim. But if you need to change your leads up, by all means, do it. But you got to keep leads coming in. If you're going to be successful in telesales, the key to your success is you got to keep fresh leads coming in, you know, every single week. Even if that means getting some aged leads, they need to be fresh to you. You got to keep, anybody that's been doing this for a while knows, the minute your leads cut off, it's only a matter of time before you're going to lose your momentum. So keep fresh leads coming in. And if we have all this stuff on our website, but if you use any of the other lead vendors, you can email support@summitlifegroup.com. We'll help you get those into your CRM. And the biggest thing I want to tell you, if you're brand new and you hadn't started yet, just start dialing. Whatever you got to do to start dialing. If you've already got some leads, dial those. Get some dollar leads. Get whatever, but get started. If you wait to think till you think you're good enough, you've waited too long. You need to start dialing. So sorry, David, I went a little bit long. I just wanted to cover that. I'm going to turn the call over to you. Take it away.
Man, Rich, that was awesome. You nailed it on everything. And I just kind of want to piggyback a couple of things here. You know, in this business, you know, there's lots of ways to succeed. People have different methods. But what it really first for me comes down to is discipline. You know, success leaves clues. And anybody that is good at anything, you know, they're very disciplined on how they approach their business, whether it's part-time, full-time, one day a week, whatever it may be, they're very disciplined. And one of the things that I've been asked for is, well, how do you become disciplined? Well, one of the book that we're reading this month in the 1% Club, and I strongly encourage everyone to get on board with it, it's called Discipline Equals Freedom by Jocko, I forget his last name, but he's a former Navy SEAL. And the very first thing he says is, discipline starts with waking up early. And I could not agree with that more. But it's about small steps. You know, we're not telling anybody, I'm not recommending waking up at 5 a.m. or whatever that is, but if you've had issues with being disciplined before, well, become disciplined by waking up 20 minutes earlier. And it's not just waking up, it's doing something when you get up that early, whether it's reading for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but starting your day off with growth. I know Rich does that every day. I also do that, and we've been doing it for a long time, and it's made a really big difference because it creates discipline. Another thing that Rich and I do, it's fun. Jason has been in the office, and he's started to partake in it, but We have a pull-up bar, and we start every single day by hanging for as long as we can, at least a minute, try to go further. And it's just a fun activity to do because it's extremely challenging. But what it does is it creates discipline. It starts your day off with a victory, and I love that. And so if you're having issues with discipline, you know, I challenge you, you know, start now, first and foremost, take action immediately. And say, hey, I'm going to wake up 20 minutes early. I'm going to go order the book, and I'm going to read for 20 minutes. I'm going to do something productive to start my day. And what that'll do is you're going to be committed to it, stay to it, be consistent at it. And when you're planning your day, you need a time block. If you're having a goal of 2 to 3 apps a week, well, then you need to be consistent and disciplined on how you create your time to dial. You don't want to just half-heartedly or kind of just go with the flow, because it's very tough to create momentum that way. You may make a sale or two, but then if you take the next day off, you're losing momentum. It's like if you're watching any sports, any team sport, there is a timeout used to stop momentum. Whether it's icing the kicker, whether it's in basketball, whatever it is, they use a timeout to stop momentum. And this business is no different. You know, if you're writing apps, don't take the next day off because you had a great day previously. Work to get ahead. Commit every day to do something. Be disciplined with your time. Be disciplined with creating the focus to reach your goals. For the new people on the call who don't know your numbers yet, it's kind of even more important to really be committed to a target, whether it's $50 a day, $100 a day, or $200 a day. You need to learn and be consistent with what you're pushing towards. That way you start to know how many dials it takes to make a sale. How many quotes does it take to make a sale? Because if you know your numbers, this business gets so much easier. You know, yesterday was a perfect example. I went 5 quotes in a row without a sale, and that's higher than my averages. But I knew once I got to 4 quotes, anybody I talked to after that, my numbers tell me I'm going to get a sale. And what happened? On my 5th quote, I got a sale. Made another 2 quotes, and made another quote, got another sale. Took 2 more quotes, got another sale. Took 4 more quotes, got another sale. And when you know your numbers, every time you make a quote, you know you're closer. Every time you make a dial, you know you're closer. But you have to stay consistent. Pipeline is so important in this business. You want to close as many one and dones as you can, meaning the first time you speak to them, your goal is to try to close them. But if you don't close them, the next goal is book a very firm, solid appointment, and then you follow up, follow up, follow up. You know, I follow up until people tell me no. I'll call them every day, multiple times a day. I may take a break, may give them a day or two, but I'm still going to follow up. John Mantooth is incredible at follow-ups, and he's helped me with that, and it's improved my business. So if you commit to being disciplined and then you stay consistent, the business gets easier. It's like anything. If you're trying to grow or you're trying to get better, it's going to take some type of sacrifice. If you've kind of hit a plateau and you're trying to get a little bit better, you're going to have to change something, right? Whether that's, you know, dialing a little bit more, changing the hours in which you're dialing, finding something that you can improve upon. Because if you keep doing the same thing, you shouldn't expect results. Now, here's the biggest thing I want to challenge everybody with, and I've recommitted myself to this. Several years ago, right when Rich and I were really, and John was helping, at the very beginning of Summit Life Group, I remember I took a sales training course. And it was expensive. I certainly didn't have the money to do it, but I was committed to improving. And one of the very first lessons in that sales course was called a positivity test. And it was simple. It was, do you think you can be positive for 24 hours? No negative thoughts. Just be positive. And I'm an optimistic, positive person by nature. I was like, man, that's going to be easy. I'll have no problem doing that. And no kidding, probably within 20 minutes, I remember going upstairs and looking for the remote to my television and getting irritated and frustrated. But what did I realize was, I was like, oh my gosh, I was being negative. I was cursing and trying to find the remote, and I got frustrated. And what I realized was, wow, that was a negative thought. I acknowledged it, and I started over. Then what I realized was, hey, I'm calling people, and I've gotten a lot of no's in a row, and I started to get down on myself. What did I do? I stepped back. I acknowledged, hey, I was negative there. Time to reset. I'm one dial closer to a sale. I'm one quote closer to a sale. I know there's some low hangers in here anyway. I need to reset and be positive. I did that again this week because I kind of got into a funk. Again, I had some stuff going on, and I was just being negative. My wife is amazing, and she reminded me, hey, you know, you need to, you know, people, I was doing admin, and I just wasn't in the best of spirits. And she helped remind me, you know, be positive. You know, you're doing what you want to do. It's just a part of the job sometimes. Be positive. So I reset every day. I'm writing 24 hours of positivity, 24 hours of positivity. And I'll be honest with you, it's helped me again immensely, because when you are able to recognize a negative thought, you take its power away. And I mean that. If you're not recognizing it, then it's hard to even admit that you're being negative. At least that's the case for me. And there's nothing that's going to take you down faster in this business and any other business that I know of than a negative mindset. If you think the leads are shitty, they're going to be bad. If you believe they're going to be good, then you're going to stay with it, stick to it. Or you'll make an adjustment, find another lead source. But it's about solving the problem, right? A problem in any facet, in any form, is an opportunity. So if you're approached with a problem and you can take a positive mindset into solving that problem, not only will it create confidence, but it'll give you momentum. Because any obstacle, any issue that comes into your way, as opposed to it dragging you down and being an anchor and slowing you down, it's going to build your muscle, give you more confidence, and make you stronger. So I'm going to challenge everybody two things on this call. Commit to being disciplined. And in my view, I totally agree with Jocko. The first step to discipline is waking up early. You can make that decision on how early you want to make up, right? And then the second thing I want to challenge you with is the positivity test. Work to be 24 hours of all positive thoughts, all positive outward words. And if you find one coming in, hold yourself accountable, acknowledge it, and start over. Try it for a few days and see the difference that it makes, right? You know, for me, I'm doing it in every aspect of my life. When I get home and I'm super tired and I need to do something, instead of being, oh, poor me, I'm tired, I've worked all day, I try to find the upside in it. You know, my kids are thrilled when I get home, and I only have a certain period of time before they go to bed. I want to make sure I'm in the best spirits I can be. When I talk to a lead and get cussed out because they didn't fill out the form, or at least that's what they said, instead of letting it bother me, hey, I just got somebody who's not interested out of the way, and I'm one call closer to making a sale. And staying positive, because people feel that energy over the phone. They feel it. If I'm getting, I mean, I've really, one of the benefits of working so many different lead sources over the years is I now, and I know Rich is the same way, I have the ability to pick up smoke screens from all different types. And most of the pushback are just a smoke screen, meaning they're just trying to get you off the phone. But if you can be upbeat and positive and push your way through it, boom, you just separated yourself to being a great sales agent, a great producer. I had two people yesterday tell me, you know what, give me a call back. I can tell you're great at what you do. You're very persistent, and I know you know a lot about the business. So call me back. And I closed one of those, and I have another appointment today. Normally, I could have moved on if I was in a bad headspace. But because I was looking at that as an opportunity to push through, if somebody's, you know, trying to get me off the phone, well, I'm just trying to book an appointment. I'm just trying to give them, dangle the carrot, maybe throw them a quick quote. So challenge you with committing to being disciplined and then the 24-hour positivity test. It's going to make a difference, but you got to hold yourself accountable. And those who do it, let us know. I promise you, I am 100% certain if you do that, you're going to feel a difference. Whether you make an extra sale that day, I don't know, but the momentum that you build, I guarantee you, you'll see the difference, and you'll see the difference right away. If you feel yourself get a negative thought, take a step back, acknowledge that negative thought, scratch it off, and move forward. Get back in the right mind space, because every single person you speak to, don't lose that opportunity for the one that was looking at wanted to purchase life insurance, but because you were in a funk, you missed that opportunity. And I promise you that happens a lot more than you realize it. It happens a whole lot more than you realize it. The goal isn't to sell somebody who isn't interested, but the goal is to sell 100% of the people who have an intention of buying. That's my goal. I may not reach that goal, but that's where I'm striving to be. And the only way I know how to do that is I have to be on my game. I have to be ready every time someone answers the phone. And I understand there's going to be pushback. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But the difference between great in this business and average in this business is so small, it's almost unrecognizable. And it starts between the ears. So that's what I want to challenge everybody with today. Take something from this call, and I urge you to take both nuggets, not just one this time. Be disciplined, and it starts in the morning. And then stay positive. That's what I want to leave everybody with. Let's finish the week strong and always be dialing.
Great stuff, David. We'll see everybody on Slack. And don't forget to get registered for the summit. We'll have a great weekend.